Hello. Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello, very good day to you. This is Lisa William from eBay. So how may I help you?
eBay, what that so?
Sir, actually it is a confirmation call because today morning 6 o'clock we have found some suspicious thing that some overseas people try to misuse your information and they had tried to purchase the gift card from eBay. So you want to cancel this order then?
Yes.
Is it okay? Okay. So then, sir, have you ever shared your card information, any detail to your friend, family member, anyone else?
Not that I can recall.
No. Okay. So maybe it could possible that someone else, maybe a hacker, misused your information. So you want to cancel your order?
Yeah, I'll cancel that order because I don't want it now.
Okay, so I'm just going to start the cancellation process right now. So put me on speaker mode. Put me on speaker mode.
Yeah, put it on speaker, yeah.
All right, very good. So now, sir, open the Play Store, App Store from your phone.
I'm new at all this sort of stuff. Where are we? Where is it? Find it. Hey.
Yes, sir, I'm here. Yes, sir.
I'm new at all this.
Yeah. Which application did you open it?
I've got to find it first.
Okay. It's an Android phone or iPhone?
Android.
Open the Play Store application. Play Store app.
As I said, I'm trying to find it. I'm illiterate, so. It just makes it a bit hard to try and find different things. So where did this card get purchased from?
So from the eBay account.
Is it on the phone?
Yes, sir. Open that Play Store application.
Play Store. Yeah, I've got the Play Store open.
Yes, very good. Once you had opened the Play Store, can you see the very top? There is a long search panel box, the search box.
Yeah.
Yes, so start tapping on the search box, letter A for alpha. Alphabet A for Apple, yes, right. Then N for November, letter N.
This is the ANZ Bank app, is it?
No. Then Y for yellow.
Y for yellow.
D for doctor.
Sorry?
D for doctor, after Y.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
E for echo.
Sorry?
E for echo.
Yeah,
it's AnyDesk. ANYDESK, AnyDesk. Now go for search and find this application.
Yes. So it was ANYANAIE. Is that right?
No. It's ANY D-E-S-K. Any desk.
D-E.
S-K. S-K. S for sugar. S-K for kilo. Any desk.
We've got about five of them up here. What it can be.
Can you see the any desk?
Yeah, I've got five of them up here.
Okay, can you see the remote desktop software?
Which one have I got to go here?
Yeah, can you see the remote desktop software, any desk?
It's got Android mobile. Contact link.
Yeah, can you see the remote desktop software, any desk?
I'm not understanding you.
Can you see the remote desktop software, any desk?
I'm still not giving up. So we're at index for Android mobile. Is that the one?
No, no. What you had typed, just read me out. A spelling, maybe there's a spelling mistake. Just read me out. Tell me that is spelling.
Then I've got the right thing, but it's given me five different choices to pick from.
Oh yes, which one? Which what you had typed on the text box? Just read me out.
Now, I've written A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, and then it's given me five choices.
Yeah, read me out what are the options you can see over there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm illiterate, so I have trouble trying to say what they are. Plug-in. There's plug-in AD1. Contact
next
plug-in AD1.
Next to that.
Oh. And then you got for Android mobile.
Next to that, can see anything like a remote desktop software?
No.
You can't see the, can you see the only single one? Any desk?
The only thing I can do is tap in on the first one and just see what it brings up.
Okay, you do one thing, sir. Come out, delete everything what you have typed in the box. Make the panel empty. Make the panel empty. Yeah, and don't give any space over there. Type A-N-Y. D for doctor. E for echo. S for sugar. And K for kilo.
Yeah, that's what I've got.
Can you see the option any desk remote desktop?
No, I'll just press the first one.
Okay, give a space. Give a space and type remote. R-E-M-O-T-E, remote. After any text, give a space and type remote. R-E-M-O-T-E, remote.
So I've got software come up now.
Yes, right. Give a click on install. Can you see the install option?
Yep.
Yeah, very good. Give a click on install.
Mm-hmm. I did that on the fine version install.
Yeah. With the help of this application, we are going to generate the cancellation ID number and we are going to connect you to security department so that we will show you each and everything and block those hackers who try to misuse your information without your prior knowledge. And after that, if any money debited, we will refund back your money. So what can you see right now on the screen?
There's money going out now.
Now, no money going out, sir, because of us. We have put the money on hold. We had called you for the confirmation. Once you will confirm that you want to place your order, we are going to authorize this payment, all right? So what can you say? Yeah, you had told me. No need to worry. I will fix all the problems. Can you see the open option over there? Can you see the open option?
Yeah, agree.
Agree. Give a click on agree.
Again.
What did it say?
You can have bought touching your area outside the blue circle.
Give a double tap on the highlighted area and skip the tutorial.
Address.
Yeah, that is the cancellation ID number. Yeah, just first confirm me that number one by one, slowly.
I got 111018.
111, single number. Tell me that the 11 number, slowly. 110, right?
Yeah. 111018.
110 then?
Yeah, 018.
018 then?
739.
I'm confirming your number once again. 110018739. Is it correct? And just below the number, can you see the password option? Set password.
Yep.
Give a click over there.
Yep.
Scroll down, you will see the permission profile. Can you see the permission profile?
No, there's 20 different things here.
Read me out what other thing you can see over there.
If I could, I would.
Yeah, okay. Can you see the permission profile? Scroll down. Permission profile. Yeah, give a click on that permission profile.
No.
Now what can you see? Read me out.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. I can't read it out. They don't understand it.
You can't read me out, right?
No, I'm illiterate. Do you know what illiterate is?
I understand that what is illiterate.
Yeah, but it's hard to read something you can't fucking read it.
Okay. All right. So you do one thing, don't do anything. I'm going to connect your call to the security department. Okay, just hold the line. Okay, you will receive security notification on your screen. Once you will see the security warning notification, you need to scroll down and there is a two checkboxes very bottom. You need to click on two checkboxes and accept. You will see the security warning?
Yes.
Yeah, can you see the very bottom? There is a check square box. Check square box. Can you see the square box? Yeah, give a click on the square box.
Which one?
Did you click on the square box?
Well, there's two of them there.
You can't see the square box?
Yes, there's two of them.
Yeah, give a click on that. Touch on that and click on accept. Can you see the accept right hand side?
No, no. What I'm doing, but
can you see the checkbox? You have click on cancel. Don't click on cancel.
No, I haven't. Okay. Square one.
Yeah. Give a click on the square box. One box.
I've got a warning thing come up, and all it says is trust this call.
Yes. That's right. Click on trust this call and accept.
Alright, but there's nowhere to accept.
Yes, right hand side, very bottom. Yes, just have a good look, right hand side, very bottom. You will able to see accept option.
No, it won't allow me to accept because I've got to tick one of the boxes. There's two boxes there.
Yeah, click on first boxes. I'm aware of this and accept.
Click
on one box and accept. Right hand side bottom corner.
Yeah, I've already done that. Now it's on a different page.
Yeah, it will see. Can you see the accept option? Another accept. Or start now. Can you see the accept option? Another?
Accepted option is giving me another. Circuit of things.
Accept. Yeah. Give a click on accept. Can you see
right.
The accept option again?
Start
all
recording.
Right. Can you see the start now? Yeah. Give a click on start now. Alright. So you are successfully connected to our eBay security department. Can you see that, sir? The eBay security department is connected with you. Can you see that?
Now, back.
Connection established. Can you see the connection established?
Yeah, about that one, yep.
Yeah, that one, yeah. Just, you are successfully connected to our security department. Now, sir, you do one thing. Just hold the line. Let me speak to my manager.
No.
All right?
Okay.
Okay, just hold the line. No, don't do anything. Let me speak to your matter to my, discuss your matter to my manager. Just hold the line.
There's a little box there for the plate. So there should be two left up there. Yeah. Oh, there just is. They've just got to try and get the codes to be in. They're smart up there to do everything to break. They couldn't let the codes to watch the one thing. You've got to get them out of there.
Are you there, sir? Are you there, sir?
Yep.
Alright, you do one thing, sir. Can you see the very top? There's a tree line.
I'm just getting into a quiet area. I'm actually at work at the moment.
Okay, sorry for that. All right. Okay. Just hold the line.
All right.
Okay, so I'm just going to transfer your call. To the senior manager, he will help you, sir, for the cancellation process, all right? Okay, and he will help you for the cancellation process. And if any money debited, he will help you to refund back your money. And he will block those person who try to misuse your information without your knowledge. So please hold the line. I'm just going to transfer your call to senior manager, all right?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thanks for being on hold. This call has been transferred to the senior technician on the floor. This is Peter Wilson. So how are you doing today, sir?
Not too bad.
All right, sir. So I believe my junior colleague had tried to explain you about this yesterday night order. So do you understand, sir, like what's going on?
Yeah, I just want to cancel because I didn't order.
All right. So in this case, I'm going to help you out to cancel the order. We are going to generate a cancellation code for you. So can you please put the call on speaker?
It's on speaker.
All right.
For example, to the other lady.
All right. So, and the mobile phone which you are using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
Android.
All right. So you just simply open up your Google Play Store on the phone. Do you know about Google?
Yeah, I've already done that. I've already done all that.
All right.
I'm sitting on the side where I've been transferred to you.
Sorry? Hello?
Hi. No, I'm sitting on the site where it says contact. And this is where she put me on to before she contacted you.
All right. You just do one thing. You just open up the Play Store once again. Open up the Play Store.
Again?
All right. And now in the top, do you see search for apps and games?
Sorry?
Search for apps and games. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes,
I'm getting very annoyed with this.
No need to be worried, sir. All right, I'm going to help you out. Yes.
Well,
so
I'm an illiterate, and I don't understand any of this. Okay.
All right. No need to be worried, sir. You just tell me, like, what can you see on the mobile screen?
So what am I supposed to be on again?
What can you see on the mobile screen right now? Just tell me.
I'm into the app store.
All right. And now, in the top, do you see search for apps and games with a small magnifying glass? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
And the mobile phone which you are using, it's an Android phone?
Yes.
All right. And once you open up the Google Play Store, do you see in the top, there will be a search bar. Search for
apps. Yes, I've got that.
Yes.
What do I punch into it?
All right. All right, just wait. All right, you just open up the AnyDesk app, that red app, AnyDesk. Just open up the red AnyDesk app.
Yeah, I had it open before. Yeah, I've got that.
Yeah, do you see the ID?
I've got five different ones again.
All right, you just do one thing. You just come back to the normal home screen, okay? You just come back to your normal home screen, and there you will get to see an app named AnyDesk, a red color app. You just open it up. Do you see the red color app, AnyDesk?
Yes, I've got it. It's open back up to where I was before.
Yes. And now, over there, do you see in the left-hand side top corner any back option?
No, there's a cross.
Yeah, just give a click on that cross.
Right, back to the first one where it's got the address code.
All right, you just do one thing. Verify me. I'm going to verify you. The number is 111-87-8739. All right.
Yep.
And just beneath that, do you see any set password? Any option like set password?
Yeah. No, I want password.
Yes. And just scroll down the page. Do you see any option like permission profile? There will be option permission profile. Just check.
There's one here for permission.
Yeah, just scroll down the page a little bit. There will be an option permission profile. Permission profile.
Try it.
Yeah, just give a click on permission profile.
Yep.
And now do you see any option like full access? Any option like full access?
Yep, full access is there.
Yeah, yeah, just give a click on full access.
Yep.
And now do you see there will be a line, enable unattended access. There will be a checkbox, enable unattended access. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Just give a tick mark on the checkbox and it's asking for a password. Am I correct?
Not yet, it's not.
Yeah.
It's written there, but it's not asking for it.
Yeah, you just type over there the password. All will be in lower cases and don't give a space. All right. Type over there letter E, E as in English letter E.
And the password won't come up. The password won't come up.
All right. You just give a click on that line. There will be a line, set password. Just give a click on that line.
That won't work.
All right. You just do one thing. Right now, what we are going to do, we are going to start the security to cancel the order. So you might get to see the security warning on the page. All right. So no need
okay.
to be worried. Yeah. Once you will get to see the security warning, in the bottom there will be two check boxes. There will be blank check boxes. I am aware of the risk. I trust this call. Just give a tick mark on the check box, then give a click on accept.
I've already done all this.
Yeah, just do it once again, like you have done before. Just do it once again.
Yeah.
And have you clicked on accept?
Yep, I've got scan protection.
Yeah, just give a click on accept once again. Just do it once again as you done before. It's for distracting those. Yes, and now just give a click on start now.
Okay.
Yeah, and now do you see any option close?
Yep.
Yeah, just give a click on close. Now do you see that option, full access? Just give a click on full access once again. And now in the third line, do you see that enable unattended access? There will be a blank checkbox. Give a tick mark on that checkbox. Give a tick mark on the yes. And now there will be a red line. Just give a click on the red line. And now I'm going to provide you the password. All will be in lower cases and don't give a space. Type E as in English letter E. Then B as in Bravo letter B.
Yeah.
Then A as in Alpha, letter A.
Yep.
Then Y as in Yellow, letter Y.
Yep.
Then number 7.
Yep.
Number 8.
Yep.
Number 9.
Yep.
Number 0.
Yep.
And now just give a click on OK. And now just wait. Just be on that page. Wait. Once you will get to see an option like start now, just give a click on start now. All right. Just give a click on start now. Yes. And now you just press your home button and come back to the normal home screen. And open up your Play Store once again. Open up the Play Store.
Delete everything was there.
No, you just press the home button. In the bottom, do you see a square button? Yes. Yes, just press that one and come back to the normal home screen. And open up your Play Store.
There's a lot of stuff and nothing there.
Yeah, open up the Play Store.
Yep.
Yes. And now do you see there will be a search. Search for app. Just give a click on search for app.
Yep.
And type over there AnyDesk plugin. AnyDesk plugin.
Sorry?
type over there any desk. Just give a type over there. Yes. Just type it over there any desk once again. Any desk. D-E-S-K. Any desk.
Mm-hmm.
And now do you see any option come up like any desk plugin AD1?
Plug-in ID1,
just give a click on that.
Yep.
And now do you see a red color application, AnyDesk plugin AD1, just give a click on that.
Yeah, you want to install me there?
Just give a click on install. And once you will get to see any option like uninstall, do let me know. Yes. And apart from this phone, you have any computer or any laptop with you, sir? You just come back to the normal home screen now. Just press your home button.
Yeah.
And open up your settings. Open up your settings.
Okay. The G1 hasn't come through.
Yeah, open up the settings.
Mm-hmm.
Have you opened up the settings, sir?
Yeah.
And now, settings. Hello?
Hey. What do you want me to open up?
Settings. Open up the settings. There will be an app, settings.
Settings.
Yes. And now, just scroll down the page. There will be an option, accessibility. Do you see that? Any option, accessibilities? Accessibility?
Yeah, this is the one I think I've got.
Yeah, just give a click on that.
Yeah.
And now just scroll down the page. There will be an option installed apps. Just give a click on installed apps. And now do you see there will be an option, AnyDesk Control Service AD1. Just give a click on that. Just give a click on that.
Yes.
And make it turn on. And now just give a click on allow. Yeah, just give a click. Once you allow. Just give a click on allow. Yeah, make it turn on the both one, the down one as well. Allow, yeah, just give a
click. I'm just trying to, they won't accept it.
All right. Just give a click on cancel. And now you just do one thing, you just press the home button and come back to the normal home screen and open up the AnyDesk app. Open up the AnyDesk app.
I should be getting paid for this.
Yeah, just give a click on OK. No, it's a free of cost service, sir. Just give a click on OK. Do you see any
your battery
OK?
Off?
Yeah,
okay.
Just give a click on OK. Yes.
Yes, now back to the screen we had before.
Yes, and now once you will get to see any option like start now, just give a click on start now. Yeah,
okay.
and now you just open up the Google on your phone. Open up the Google.
Google.
Do you know about Google?
Yes.
Yeah, open it up. Open up the Google or Google Chrome.
No, right.
Yeah, and do you see the search bar over there? Type over there, my. M as in
yep.
Margaret, Y as in yellow, my.
My?
M as in Margaret, Y as in yellow, my.
in the high.
Then give a space.
Yep.
Then number one, numerical one.
Yep. Yeah.
And now letter P, P as in Peter, letter P.
Yep.
Then give a space. Huh?
Yep.
And now it will be letter P, P as in Peter, letter P.
Yeah, you have my one B.
No, it will be P, not B. It will be P, P as in Peter, letter P.
Yep.
It, what have you written over there? My one P or it's B?
Yes, B. B for B.
No, just delete the B. It will be P. P as in Peter. Letter P. P as in Pento.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, letter P. Type over there P.
Yeah.
Alright, you just do one thing, you just see any option over there like my 1P address location, any suggestion come up like my 1P address location?
Yeah, address location, yeah. Oh, address country.
Yeah, it will be my 1P address location, sir. My 1P address location.
Right, I'll press on that.
Yes. And now just scroll down the page. Just scroll down the page. And now do you have
mm-hmm.
an option like my 1P, what is my IP address? Why? Just scroll up. Just scroll, go to the top. Just scroll, just go to the top of the page.
Mm-hmm.
And now there is an op. And now just scroll down the page a little bit and wait. And now do you see any option come up like what is my IP address location find out here?
Yep.
Just give a
click. There's going to be so much rubbish to try and cancel this thing. Why can't I just go and cancel it? I don't want it.
Sir, we are just trying to cancel it, all right, but we are locating some things which is happening with this account. So just give a click on what is my IP address location find out here. Just give a click on that.
Yes, I've done that.
Yes. And
it's worrying.
Yes. And now we can see that, like, there are some fraudulent things are happening with this account. Like, some unknown person have got the access onto your IP address. So I'm going to verify your IP address. Do you see your IP address on your screen? Yes, and I'm going to verify. Yeah, I'm going to verify you the IP address. What can you see on the mobile screen? Just tell me. Yeah, I'm going to verify your IP address. It's 1.146.7.81. Am I correct? Hello.
Yeah, just one. Oh, here we are. That's the copy. 1.16.
Yes.
1.146.7.81.
Just scroll to the top of the page. Go to the yes. And now just wait.
Yes.
And now just yes. Beneath that. Yeah, just beneath that number, it is in the red color line. What can you see? Just read it back to me.
Red color line. Hide my IP address.
No. Just beneath the what is my IP address, you can see the numbers. And just beneath the numbers in a red color line, do you see some warnings over there?
No, there's nothing up there.
Just beneath the numbers. Just go to
the page. Stop letting me.
All right, sir. At the moment, this IP address is not safe anymore. So you just do one thing. You just simply log into your email, okay? And just check that today.
So I can't understand you. You've got too much static on your side, mate.
Now it's better. Now you can hear me?
Yeah.
All right. So you just simply log into your email and check that on the today's mail, like you have got any mail from the eBay regarding this payment or not. Just check. Hello?
Yeah,
just check it and do let me know.
What name will be under?
Under your name, Mr. Harold.
Mm-hmm. So where is it coming from?
The email will be coming from the eBay regarding this order. Just check. Have you got the mail at the moment or not?
There's one here from T-Cars thing.
You won't get, you are not able to see any mail from the eBay?
Not eBay, no.
All right, this means, sir, those person who have, like, tried to buy this gift card, those person have got the access onto your mail as well. Like, they have got the access onto the mail, and they have deleted the mail. All right, so do not to be worried about anything, sir. You just come back to the normal home screen. Just come back to the normal home screen.
Yeah.
And now, sir, we just got the updates from the server. Like, those person have tried to buy this gift card, like, 3 to 4 times. All right. So how often do you check your bank statements? Like, how often do you do it? You do.
Which bank are they trying to get it from?
They are trying to get it from the ANZ bank, sir.
All right.
Yeah, so you just do one thing. You just simply go, and I believe you do online banking with the ANZ.
Yeah, well, they took it away from where I live. I can't even, I just can't go down the road and just fix it anymore.
Sorry?
I've got a 2-hour drive to try and fix the account now.
No, you just do one thing. You just simply log into your ANZ and just check if you do you see any fraudulent statements over there or not? Like any transfer you haven't made, anything like any it might be of $1 or $2. Just go and check. Like, do you see any fraudulent statement or not? Just go and check. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah. Just go and check each and every accounts of yours, and if you will get to see any fraudulent statement over there, do let me know. Have you checked it, sir?
No. How do I know that you're not a scam?
So if I would be the hacker, sir, how can I verify your IP address? And I haven't asked any kind of personal details of yours. We have each and every details of yours at the moment, sir. We are the technician of eBay. We are trying to cancel the order, and we are trying to refund you back that amount. All right. So no need to be worried. Yes, you just simply log into your online banking and just check that any fraudulent statements over there, like that amount has been charged or not. Just go and check. Just go to the accounts. Just go and check each and every account of yours.
Yeah, nothing extra has been put on there.
You just try to log in once again and just check.
Yeah, no, I've logged in. There's nothing extra has been put on unless it's going into the MasterCard.
All right, and apart from this ANZ bank, do you have any other bank?
I do, but I haven't got any here.
All right. Just try to log into that bank as well. And just
no, I can't. Well, we have a bank sealed from the phone.
And apart from that bank, you don't have any other bank?
Yes, I have, but they're not hooked to my phone.
Sorry?
I can't ring up and find out, and they're not hooked to my phone.
All right, you can just do one thing. You just open, and on that bank, you do online banking on that bank?
That's the main one, yeah.
All right, so you just do one thing. You just open up your Google. You just open up the Google on your phone.
That's cool.
Yeah, just give a click on the search panel and type the name of your that bank. You can just check the statements from here. If you'll get to see any fraudulent statement, do let me know. Just type the name of the bank on the Google.
Well, I haven't got time to muck around like this.
Sir,
can you cancel it or not? If you can't, I'll cancel my whole bank.
Sir, we are trying to cancel the charge. For that, you have to bear with us because you won't, if you are not getting to see that on the statements. This means At the moment, sir, those hackers have got the access on to your each and everything. And we have put a red flag on that transaction. So that's the reason you are not able to see that. So we are trying to refund you that back amount. All right. So please.
Yeah, well, it hasn't gone out of my account. And none of my accounts have got that much in it for them to take it out anyway.
Sorry?
I said none of my accounts have got that much in it to take out anyway. So if you try and take it out, it won't work anyway.
Hello?
Hello. I've got to have lunch. I've got to get back to work, mate. I cannot hang on the line.
It's going to take only 5 to 10 minutes more. All right. Otherwise, you will be charged. So on that moment, we won't able to do anything. So please bear with me, sir.
Yeah, well, you have a sword in your hand if you try and charge me for something I didn't want.
Yeah,
I've been talking to you on the phone for over half an hour now, telling you I don't want it. And then you're telling me I've got to do 2 hours of cutting.
Sir, we are trying to refund you back that amount. All right. So you just do one thing. You just try to log into your another bank and just check that. Do you see the statement over there or not? Any fraudulent?
And I can tell you now, there's not enough money in those accounts for you to get the money anyway. Well, no, for a fact, there's not enough money in them.
Sir, and apart from this, we just got the update from the server. Like, you do banking with the Humming Bank. Am I correct?
Who?
With the Humming Bank, you have a credit card or a debit card with the Humming Bank?
No.
But we can see that those person have tried to charge that amount from the Humming. You just try to log into your Humming and just check, do you see any fraudulent thing over there or not? Any statements which you are not aware of?
I can't even get into the thing. I don't know how they did.
All right. Do you remember the PIN, the login PIN?
Nope.
Yeah.
No, because I didn't use it.
All right. Just wait. The server is going to help you out.
How can you ask my PIN if I haven't got the bloody thing?
No, sir. It's the server. So do you see it's asking for the password? Just put your password. Do you remember the password?
No, that's what I'm saying. Well, you remember the password, I'll punch it in.
All right. And now what option do you see, sir?
I'm going to agree to it.
Yeah, just give a click on allow. Do you see any option allow?
Mm-hmm.
Just give a click on allow.
Come back.
And now, just make a new password. Just reset this password, make a fresh password. First, and the first letter will be in the upper, and make it a simple password, all right, which you can remember. And once you are done, do you see just beneath it is showing you the guidelines? So do is as same, yes. It might be one uppercase, one lowercase, one number. And it. And once you are done, just give a click on confirm.
Yep. And back the full PIN number.
Just try to make a new PIN. Make an easy PIN, which you can remember. Just re-enter the PIN. Hello?
Hello?
I've still got a limited,
so there's nothing going out of there.
All right, have you checked the statement? Just check the statement.
Balance zero.
All right. And, sir, at the moment, we have put a red flag on this transaction. All right, so we have put a hold on that. So please bear with us and come back to the, just log out and come back to the normal home screen. Just log out and come back to the normal home screen of your phone. Yes.
Yeah.
And and apart from this ANZ or the Humming Bank, you have any other bank? Apart from these banks, do you have any other bank?
Yes, I have, but I haven't got time to go stuffing around doing it all.
Sir, it's going to take only 10 to 15 minutes more. That's it. And you will got your refund. So please bear
with me. The other bank will have to ring up.
Oh, you don't do online banking on that phone?
No.
And which bank it is? And which bank it is?
I got the Bank of Queensland and Heritage. And none of them are online.
And do you have the app with you of that bank? So just
I haven't.
That app.
That's what I'm telling you. I have not got access on my phone. I've got the ring.
Oh, I got it. You have the banking with the Bank of Queensland and one is from the Heritage. There are two more banks. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right. And how often do you check the bank statements of those banks? You don't do online banking of the both bank, or you just visit the bank?
No, I don't do online.
And you just...
And no one but you knows that I've got them.
Sorry?
I said no one but you knows that I've got them.
We just got the update from the server, sir. Those persons have tried to charge this amount from these banks. All right.
Now look. I'm going to have to stop here because I've got to go. I can't sit on the phone while I'm getting paid to work.
Sir, it's going to take only 10 minutes more. Please bear
with me. That's what you said 20 minutes ago.
This time I'm telling you.
The only way I'm going to get a statement from these other banks if I ring them up. It's the only way I'm going to get it, and it's going to take more than 5 minutes.
No, all right. Only take 5 minutes more. I'm going to take only 5 minutes more. All right. And at the moment, we can see like those person have tried to register use on some kind of website like ZipPay and AfterPay. Have you ever registered on the ZipPay or AfterPay? Have you ever registered on this app?
I have done the AfterPay, but I haven't used it for ages.
All right. So you just do one thing. Do you have the AfterPay app with you right now on the phone?
I probably have it, but
try to log into the AfterPay. We just got the update from the server, like those persons who have bought the gift card, they have tried to access your AfterPay as well. So just try to log into your AfterPay.
I've given you all this stuff and they haven't been into any of it, and now you keep wanting more and more and more.
Sir, you are thinking like it's a joke. We are trying to help you out. All right.
All it's doing is frustrating and making me angry.
No need to be frustrated, sir.
Yeah, well, I've got a job to do, and I can't do it because I'm on the phone with you.
And, sir,
because there's some moron wants to fucking steal me money. They should get off their fucking ass and do a job.
Sir, on the ANZ, you have only one account or you have more than one account? On the ANZ,
I've only got one in the MasterCard.
Alright. You have only one account. And you have got the MasterCard with you of this account?
Yes, and nothing's been taken from it either.
Alright, you just do one thing. You just open up your Play Store. Those person have tried to register yourself on the ZipPay.
Yeah.
So we are just registering you.
Come back on the same bullshit.
No. It won't take more than 10 minutes, sir. Please bear with me. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Just open up. Yeah, I'm doing very faster for you. Just give a click on the search panel. And do as quick as you can. All right. Just give a click on the search panel. And type over there ZipPay.
Who?
ZipPay, ZIP, ZipPay.
ZipPay?
Yes.
I haven't got ZipPay.
Yeah, those persons have registered yourself on the ZipPay. So we are just blocking them. We are just unregistering and blocking them. So just give a click on ZipPay.
Yeah, well, I haven't got that account, but I've done it.
Yeah, we are, those person have created this account, so we are just unregistering it. So do you see do you see there will be an app, Zip, shop now, pay later, just give a click on that?
I'm not gonna like Zip Pay into my phone when I don't use it.
Sir, you are not using it. Those fraudulent person have created this account, so we are just unregistering it. All right, so no need to be worried. Just give a click on install. We are just canceling the order and providing you the refund. So just give a click on install.
Yes, yeah, installing.
Yeah. And
it's the last one I'm doing, I tell you.
Yeah, tell me. After once we unregister the Zip Pay, once you get the refund on the Zip Pay, you just hang up the call. All right, just bear with me for 5 minutes more.
Yeah, I'll just take the day off tomorrow and I'll just close all my accounts and everyone can get fucked.
Yes. Yeah, you just
take
the 5 minutes more. I'm going to take only 5 minutes more. Yeah. And once you do you see any option open, just give a click on open. And now, do you see the option open?
No, it's not finished yet.
And so, just try to remember, like last time when have you checked the statements of the Heritage Bank and the Bank of Queensland? Last time when have you checked?
Yeah, I'll be checking them this afternoon.
Oh, and what was the closing And what was the closing balance on the account? Do you remember that?
Probably about $50.
$50 on the Queensland, and what is on the Heritage? What is the closing
balance? That's the same sign in as well. Now we're signing into another lot of bullshit.
Yeah, just give a click on sign up. Just give a click on sign up. The server is going to guide you to unregister it.
I don't know how this is going to bloody help. I'm stuck with it.
No need to be worried.
I'm just sick and tired of it.
Just wait. No, you don't have to be worried, sir. All right, don't have to be worried. The server is going to guide you. It's going to take only 5 minutes more. So just put your mobile number. Do it as quick as you can, sir, because you have to go. We're going to understand. So, yeah. And now just wait. Have you got the... Just wait. You will got the code. You don't have to do any mistake. Just wait. Just erase whatever you have written. Just erase it. Make the panel empty. Just erase whatever you have written on the digit code. Just erase it. And now just open up the text messages.
There's no way for it to type some text messages up.
Just wait. The server is going to guide you. Just wait. Just wait. And now... Just wait. Don't do anything. Just wait. And now, have you got the message, sir? Have you got the 6-digit code? And this is the number which is and this is your number which is ending with 921.
Yeah.
All right. Just wait. And now what can you see on the screen, sir? The server is helping you out. Do you see the...
There's a code there.
Yes. You have to put this code, 284305. You have to put this code, 384305.
What was it?
284305. Just wait. 284305. Just wait, don't put, yeah, just wait, just wait, just, Just wait.
284-305. Yep.
What can you see on the screen, sir? Have you put
it? It's still working.
All right, just wait. It will come up. Look. Look. And now what can you see, sir?
A blank. Here we are.
Yes, and now just wait. And do you have the debit card with you with the ANZ?
I haven't got a card for it.
Sorry?
I haven't got a card.
No, do you have the debit card from the MasterCard from the ANZ? You got it, am I correct?
Yeah, I've already searched it.
Yeah, all right. So, do you see any option like let's go, purple or violet color option, let's go, just give a click on let's go.
No.
Yeah, just wait.
There we go.
Just wait.
Yeah, well, I can't, mate.
It's going to take only 3 to 4 minutes more, sir, all right. So just put your details over there. Make it correct. We are just unregistering yourself. All right. And we are just a verification. It is an ID verification. All right. So just open up the zip.
There it is.
Open up the zip.
Why am I going to put any details in it? I don't want the freaking thing.
No, you are not giving the details. You are just verifying your identity.
So what's the first name, middle name, last name, address?
Yeah, just put it over there. It's for, you are just unregistering yourself, sir. All right. So what can you see on the screen? Are you onto the zip pay?
Yes, and they want me everything.
Yeah, just put
it over there. Except for how many times I go to the toilet.
Yeah, just put it over there, sir. You are just unregistering yourself. Just put your details.
I wasn't registered in the freaking first place.
Yeah, just do it, sir. All right, just do it. I'm not.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say. You're sitting there doing your job. I've got to get out of my butt and do mine.
Sir, you will got the refund. You will get the refund of $1,000.
Yeah, well, nothing's been taken out of it. And this company is cheap enough to give it to them with a step up.
Put your email, your residential address. Sir, we have put a red flag on that transaction, so that's why you are not getting to see that. All right. So we have just hold that thing. So just put your address and put it correctly. Put each and every details correctly.
I think this is bullshit as far as I'm concerned, but tell you what, if anything fucking happens, I'll be chasing some cunt.
I'm very sorry about that, sir. So just put your address, your full address. Put your gender, then your date of birth.
Yeah, they want a fucking lot of information, but they're not knowing anybody, that's the truth.
And now, once you put your date of birth, you have to put your date of birth.
I did.
What is your date of birth, sir?
No. Put the wrong date. Again.
Yeah, put your correct date of birth. Yes, and now just wait. Have you put in the correct date of birth?
Yes.
All right, now just wait. The server is going to help you. Yeah, just wait. And you don't have any middle name?
No.
All right. Just wait. But I don't know. All right. And we are just refunding you back that amount on your ANZ account. Just wait.
No, I don't know how you can put it back when it hasn't been taken in the first place.
Yeah. So just put your details over there. It's for just under registering that thing. Just put. You are just securing each and everything. All right. So just put your customer registration number and the password over there so that you can
understand. Well, I wouldn't have a clue what it is.
Sorry?
Well, I wouldn't have a clue what it is, mate. If I walk into the bank, I think it's all right.
No. Do you don't remember the ID password of the ENZ?
Nope.
Sorry,
mate. I've got to go. Can't stay on this phone any longer.
No, it won't take a long, sir. Just
that's what you've been saying now for an hour.
I'm not doing any kind of pranks with you, sir. We are trying to help you out. You just do one thing. I'm just transferring this call to my accounts department. Is going to guide you. Just wait and talk with them. They are trying to refund you back that amount.
You know, they haven't taken it out of the ANZ. I don't know how they can refund something they haven't taken.
Hello? Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, sir. Thank you for holding the line. Your call has been transferred to me. Yes.
You're the third one.
My name is Alex. I'm from the accounts department of eBay headquarters. How are you doing today, sir?
You're not very bad.
All right, sir. So the thing is that nothing has been debited. You're very correct about that. We put the transaction on hold for your security. All right. Now the thing is that we are canceling all the fraud activities that are trying to be done. Okay. Like my previous colleague just explained you the things, right, that there are some fraud activities that are trying to be done under your identity details. So we are canceling the fraud activities. So do you remember your ANZ customer registration number and password?
No, I don't. That's what I just told the last fellow. I've been on this phone for over an hour and I've got a job to do. I can't sit here on the phone all day.
I understand, sir. Okay, just do a thing, sir. We're going to cancel the card information. And we're gonna block and we're gonna put the 3D security on it, all right? So just do the thing. Yeah, just come back to the normal home screen of your phone.
But I'm gonna go. I can't suffer out. I'm just gonna ring my ANZ bank account and I'm gonna block everything from there. And I'm gonna close the account and start a new one.
That's not gonna resolve your problem, sir. Okay, you need to understand that.
Well, you're sitting here wasting time talking here.
Help it all. No, sir, you're not wasting your time, sir. I'm just telling you that as because your identity details has already been misused by some outsiders, so your identity details is with someone else at the moment, okay?
Well, how about ringing me up at 6 o'clock tonight? That way I can sit down and I can talk to you.
At what time, sir? Give me a convenient time again.
At 6 o'clock tonight after I've had tea.
Around 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's very hard to try and talk to you when I'm trying to have to get, I've got a paid job to do.
I totally understand. You want me to call you back around 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah, is that the easier for you?
Okay, I will give you a call back after 5 hours. That will be okay for you?
Yep, sounds good.
All right. Not any sir. I'm going to give you a call back at that point of time. All right, and we will help you to cancel each and everything. And for right now, sir, don't log into your online banking. Don't do any internet activity at the moment, okay? Once the cancellation is done, then you can do anything, whatever you want, okay?
And
remember my name. My name is Alex William, and I'm from the accounts department of eBay, all right? All right, sir, yes. Thank you for your lovely time and patience, yes.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes, sir, yes.